The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Warm hello from Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City. And it's so wonderful that you're here to go along with us in this meditation. Thank you. So, the topic is thinking, and it's an important thing to become wise about when you're a meditator. And you don't become wise by batting it away, and you don't become wise by indulging in it. You become wise by looking at it, seeing it clearly, where the emphasis should be on the word clear, seeing it really clearly, clear seeing. And I think that, some people are so identified with their thinking that they are synonymous with their thinking, their identity, their sense of who they are, their very beingness is associated with thinking. And it gives thinking a lot of authority, because sometimes in thinking, whatever I think is part of who I am, and therefore it needs to be true, it is true, my opinions, my views, my everything. So I am, therefore I think, is the famous French philosophers saying. And Buddhism wouldn't say that. Thinking is just one part of the vast world of our psychophysical functioning. And it's not any more warrants identifying with as being mine as your finger clipping once you've clipped your fingers. You hold up your finger clipping and say, "This is me, this is me, look here I am, I'm going to keep it close." Maybe thoughts, once they've been thought out, once they've appeared in consciousness, are simply the finger clippings of the mental processes we have. And we give them a lot of credibility, a lot of importance. So one of the ways of sitting with meditation and with thinking is to, when we think, to turn the attention fully onto the thinking and look thinking right in the eye, to really observe thinking without justifying it, without condemning it, without being for it or against it, but taking it as a fully warranting attention as anything else. If there was a wonderful bird singing outside, the bird song coming through the window, some people might take that as a delightful object of meditation, just kind of just listening, fully just listening. In the same way, we can just watch, listen, look at directly. Oh, this is thinking. One delightful kind of way of that looking is to imagine that you're sitting on a big boulder, safe and sound and content, in a river where the middle of the river, dry, high and dry, but on either side of you, the river is just flowing by. And you don't pick it up, you don't get involved, you don't dip your hand in it, you just watch the flow by. To step back or stand on a dry, sit on a dry rock and just watch the thoughts come and go. And watch the tendency to get on them, to get into the river. The old analogy of thoughts are like trains, train cars going by, and suddenly you find yourself in the train car. Just watch. So, and if you want to identify with something as being you, for the purposes of this meditation, don't have it be your thinking. Have it be the observation of thinking. Settle back, relax, and just observe and see. If thinking is not predominant, stay with your breathing. Meditate as usual. But then when thinking picks up, do this exercise of just turning and looking directly at it. Recognize, oh, this is thinking. As if the thinking is apart from you, not really you. If anything, the observer is you. Just see it. Let it run by you like you let a river run by, flow by. So taking an upright meditation posture, either literally or metaphorically, one that has a little bit of energy in it, a little bit of alertness in the posture, maybe being a little careful with the spine so that the spine feels a little alert. You're aware of the spine, the aliveness of it. Lowering your gaze. And if it's comfortable, gently closing your eyes. And then taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. On the exhale, letting go of your thoughts and your concerns. Let go and let go into your body. Deep breath in. Relaxing the body. Letting your breathing return to normal. And on the exhale, relax your body. Maybe on the inhale, feel some part of your body where there's holding or tension, anywhere it is in the body. On the exhale, relax. And then taking a few moments here to allow yourself to think, but look thinking right in the eye. Calmly, clearly, recognize your thinking. If thinking then gets quiet being watched this way, feel, notice what that quiet feels like. Notice the space or the stillness, the quiet. Notice if there's a location for it. Is there any attention associated with it? If there is, relax. And if thinking stays away, then begin again with your breathing. if thinking stays or is even more activated than before, breathe with it. Breathe through it. And see if you can find the place to sit on the boulder in the river so that the river of thought just flows right by and you are not involved with it. in looking clearly at thinking, in stepping away and being on that dry boulder, it can be helpful to label the thinking as thinking, or remembering, talking, planning. The label is not so important. What's important is the way the label helps you step away and not be so glued to the thinking. And then taking a few moments to feel any tension that exists in your body, any holding, tightness. Notice it in a relaxed way. No need to judge it or yourself. Just notice if there's any tension. And then in the next three exhales, see if you can relax that tension and any tension right down to the core of your being. Relax and let the thinking mind become quiet, peaceful, as you feel your way to whatever relaxation there's here. And then there are times when thinking is heavy, and sometimes when it's very light. It's heavy when we identify with it, and lighter when we let it be. And lightly, see if you can allow for some light thoughts. Almost not thinking at all. But the light thoughts that arise, or might arise, in the wake of these words that I will speak. We all have a capacity to have well-wishing for others. We all have the capacity to be generous. We all have the capacity to be kind, friendly. We all have the capacity to love, even if it's ever so slightly. And to make room for that capacity, for these last couple of minutes, to trust that capacity, and allow perhaps there to bubble up very simple, light thoughts of goodwill. It could be, take the form of just appreciating how wonderful it would be if others were happy, peaceful, and safe. May it be that all beings are happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And without any burden, any sense of weight, but rather with light as a feather, may it float from us the wish to contribute to that as a possibility. May we go through the day doing whatever is easy and light for the welfare and happiness and well-being of others. May all beings be happy. Thank you.